Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. And we are on the year 2013 already. And you're on the air with Roy and Adrian and of the Super Master of the Minds and Supernatural. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there. And we're looking to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Agent?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the supernatural world. Let's talk a little bit about, how about ghosts tonight?
Sounds great. And I think a lot of people are becoming more and more interested about the paranormal. And why do you feel, this is happening now?
Well, it's kind of interesting that we've noticed that the energy has been really quiet, the spirit world, and we haven't really seen a lot of activity, but I've been watching a lot of things on TV about ghosts, especially, you know, on ships. I've been seeing a lot of ghost hunts on ships, and even Mariah Carey, I was watching a TV series on that where she went on a ship and it was haunted. And some of the people that she interviewed that were singers got to go on the, it's called the Empress ship, and they say that that's haunted. And they had a lot of paranormal activity on the ship back in the 1800s. I guess some people died on that ship, and they said they saw some ghosts walking around.
Would you say that a lot of people are, especially in Hollywood, are becoming more interested in the paranormal? You know, they're wanting to learn more about, you know, about spirits and ghosts and different stuff like that.
I'd say a lot of celebrities are becoming more aware. And, I mean, you don't hear a lot about Mariah Carey going in, staying on a haunted ship. So I would say that, you know, that they're becoming more active and more aware, since we are in 2013. So I'm kind of getting that, you know, that's part of the shift, you know, and we're starting to see a lot more, not just ghost phenomenon, but UFOs and ships undersea. You know, they've been finding a lot of track marks undersea, a lot of the ships that have been going, or UFOs that have been going underneath the sea and leaving track marks.
And that's interesting. We do know that hypnosis, you know, when you hypnotize somebody, that they could even channel these spirits. And what's your feelings on that?
Well, it's interesting how a lot of these people that go into these hypnotic are in their subconscious, how they pick up on those energies. And a lot of times they might be saying something, they really don't know what they're saying. Either it's in another language, whether it be Spanish or Italian or Romanian or any other language, they might be speaking or channeling from another spirit.
So would you say
really
that these spirits are from a past life, or maybe even they've channeled these spirits from another life?
Well, I think a lot of the spirits have a lot of unfinished business, and that's why they're here. And whether it be from another time, maybe not in our time, maybe in another time, maybe back in the 1800s, or maybe that's when they died back in that time. And now they're in our time, so it's kind of a little different for them to communicate with us, because back in their time it was different, you know. I mean, it was like even back in the Western times, you know, with the spirits that died back in the Western time, like Billy the Kid, you know.
That's interesting. I mean, we've seen, you know, in the past, you know, people who, you know, even under hypnosis, it seems like these spirits will attach themselves to these people and start, you know, just talking or even giving information, you know, who they are, you know, where they're from, where they lived, you know, different stuff like that. And, you know, that's interesting. What's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, it is, and I think that their voice wants to be heard, and that's why they channel through certain people that can channel them and pick up on their energy. Or they might even channel through a movie or even a television. I mean, why do we see certain codes or certain things like these astral terrestrial beings that try to get through our TVs, and we might see symbols or static, you know, in the TV?
Almost similar to that little girl I remember in the movie Poltergeist.
Uh-huh.
Remember how she, it seemed like she had gone into that TV and they couldn't find her.
Uh-huh.
It was almost like a white screen. And all
uh-huh.
I could hear was her voice.
Yeah. And, you know, she could have went into a TV or dimensional reality. We don't know. I mean, spirits, they can go wherever they want. They go through mirrors. They can go through TVs. They can go through telephones. Anything that's energy, they can enter into that dimension.
So they have a, would you say that these spirits can affect electronics?
I believe they can go through pretty much, I mean, anything, you know. I mean, anything is possible. They go through TVs, electronics, computers, whatever, you know. I mean, they can travel through any kind of dimension that they want.
That's amazing. And what are your feelings about these... I'll take, for instance, you know, when a channeler like John Edwards, when he makes contact, you know, with family members, what's your feelings on that?
Well, I think John Edwards is going, not only connecting with the spirit world, but he's also connecting with people on this dimension, on this plane. And he's, like you say, he's on nothing but really a channeler that's been doing it for a long time, so he's been able to connect on that higher note, that higher level that a lot of people can't connect with, because he's been exercising it, and his antenna's grown enough to where he's able to open up those awarenesses, those energies, to connect with the other side.
So what you're saying is that a person would have to be at a higher vibration in order to connect with these energies, you know, these spirits.
Well, it's almost like you say, you know, it has to come natural, and it comes natural to him, so...
Mm-hmm.
Just like someone who plays the piano or someone who plays the flute or a saxophone, it has to come at a natural pace. You can't struggle. You just, you know, it has to flow through you.
That's interesting. And we know that, you know, everybody has these abilities. You just have to learn to tap into that. And to, you know, allow yourself to, you know, connect at that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say, you think everybody has those abilities?
I think everyone has them to a degree. And I say degree because a lot of people struggle with that ability because they're not willing to let go of whatever is blocking them. And so if they're not willing to let go of those blockages, then that will block off their chakras, which the chakras are what allows everything to flow through us, you know, whether that be money, whether it be love, whether it be relationship, whether it be anything, you know. And a lot of those blockages are just core issues that we all have. And that usually comes from our past, you know, baggage that we've been carrying for a long time.
Would you say that's why a lot of people have trust issues?
I think that's one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people block off their chakras, because they have either love issues, you know, like you block off the heart chakra, you know, psychic ability issues where they block off the third eye, the crown chakra. They have a lot of anger and resentment against God, so they block off the crown chakra. So it's just, you know, all these unresolved issues is what's holding us back.
That's so interesting. Do we have any callers tonight?
Let's see. No callers right now.
Okay. Again, we want to invite, you know, our callers onto the show tonight and, you know, call in and join us and, you know, and have a free reading. You know, we do, you know, free readings with the tarot. And what's your feeling, Adrian, about UFOs and ETs?
Well, my feelings with everything as far as the supernatural would be, you know, that, you know, it goes back to the saying that if there is a God, then God is pretty much everything. So I think God is just showing himself to us, which is why he's taken different forms. He's taken the form of a ship. He's taking the form of an alien. He's taking the form of pretty much everything, you know, anything that's demonic. And he's showing his good and his bad side. And I think the only reason why he's shown his good and bad side is because we too are showing our good and bad sides. And that's part of God's redemption. Where God said that he will take vengeance. The vengeance is that he's taking has a lot to do with these wars that have been going on, especially right now in Iraq. That's my feeling on it.
That's so interesting. And you feel that now that we're in 2013, that people are going to start seeing a lot more, you know, of these, you know, these spirits, you know, or even paranormal sightings. What's your feeling on that, Adrian? Hello.
Okay, I am back. Don't know what happened, but it looks like we got one caller from the 908 area. You're on the air. Hello. 908?
Yes. Hi, my name
Hi.
Is Dave.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yes.
And how can I help you tonight?
I'm calling about love. I'm calling to see when I'm going to meet that right person.
Okay, and have you met this person yet?
I'm not sure, but I do have a friend that me and her we have a very deep friendship, and I've known her since like 2010, and her name's Paula.
Paula.
Yes.
Okay. And what did you want to know about her tonight?
I just have this feeling, well, she's in a relationship right now, but I just have this feeling that me and her are going to be together.
Okay. So you just want to know if there's going to be anything committed?
Well, I just want to know if it's going to be her or if it's somebody else that I haven't met yet.
She has an interest in you right now, is what I'm seeing in the cards.
Okay.
But right now, she's been kind of dating around.
Yes. Well, she's
been
dating this one. She's dating this one guy, but see, the thing is that the one that I was thinking of her, and the guy that she's with, and when I closed my eyes, I saw the number six, and then when I concentrated more, it said 6 months.
Okay.
Like 6 months, like it was showing me 6 months that relationship that she's in will end. Well, that's what I was shown.
So you kind of see numbers then?
I see numbers, get gut feelings. Sometimes I see visions. The vision part, I'm still working on, but the gut feelings.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of getting, it'll probably be around 6 months, probably even sooner. But there is a possibility of a relationship with this. Right now, she hasn't really found the right person.
Okay, she hasn't found the right person.
The only closest that she's found is probably you right now.
Yeah. Well, we have a deep friendship, you know, so, and she... Me and her talk like, well, she's in college right now, but me and her talk like every night.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys have communication. Because that's important, you know, communication. Well, you know, everyone's at a different stage in their life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you're at that stage where you want to settle down, and she's at that stage where she's not quite sure yet.
Yeah,
she wants to,
but
yet don't. And the reason why is because she wants to get the feel for who she connects with first before she does that.
Okay.
I mean, some people are at that stage where they just want to explore their dark side, and some people are at that stage where they want to explore their light side. So just, you know, it comes with the territory.
Now, do you think it's going to be like in the next year that she realizes how she feels about me? Because I know that she loves me, but I feel that in a way, she loves me more than a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. Because you could be in love with two people at the same time.
Right. Well, some people are at that stage, you know. And like I say, everyone's at their own pace, their own stage. Some people just jump in relationships right away, like love at first sight.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen that a lot. I mean, I've done that before myself. I can't say I haven't.
Oh, I've done that plenty of times.
A lot of it is, a lot of people say, oh, they have an insecurity problem. That's not true. My view on that is everyone's at different stages.
Okay.
On a spiritual level. It's like your soul craves it, but your physical body is not ready for it yet. So it's kind of like confuses the two.
Now, I hope this doesn't sound strange because people tell me, you know, when you are, everybody has a lot of soulmates. But for me, I never felt in my life, because I'm 39, and I never felt like I met a soulmate. But with her, I know that she's in her own, she's in her stage right now. But for me, it's mm-hmm. like, it feels like she's my soulmate that I never met before.
Mhm. Well, that's a good intuition. That means you have a connection with her on a soul level. That's why you're able to read her.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she's obviously giving you permission to read her because you're coming up with all these things. You know, you're coming up with numbers. You're coming up with your connection with her soul. So that's an indication to me that she's giving you permission to read her. And if that's the case, then that means that you guys have a deeper connection.
Oh, yeah.
On a soul. So, if that means anything to you, but what
well,
that
you
means
know, it's funny because I'm spiritual and so is she. And when we met each other, that's when I was going to the church that she was going to. That's when I met her. I don't go
mm-hmm.
to that church anymore, but we still, you know, but that's how I met
well,
her.
Well, it helps to be spiritual because then it your connection grows more. If you're not spiritual, like the girl that I'm dating, then it's harder to connect on that level because...
Oh, yeah.
Because she still wants to do her fun. She still wants to drink. She still wants to smoke. She still wants to do all this stuff. But I'm past that level because I've already done that stuff, and it's just old garbage to me. It's like taking out the garbage, you know?
Now, people told me that if it was meant to be, we would have been together already, and I told them that's not the case because for me it's like we have had this deep connection, deep friendship since 2010, but it's slowly, you know what I mean? It wasn't a jumping in kind of thing. It's slowly developing into something more.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, pretty much what you're asking me is things that you already know. I mean, you're getting confirmation, and from my psychic view, I feel that your intuition is right on, just because I know you guys have a soul connection, and like I say, it helps because you're spiritual and you think on the same level. And right now she's at that stage where she's kind of feeling that.
Yeah.
But she's not as spiritual as you. She is spiritual, but not as spiritual. So you're the one that has to help her to open her mind more to the other side. I'm afraid to do that with my girlfriend because she's not at that level yet. And if I did that, she would summon demons around her. And that's not good. You know what I mean? I don't want to summon anything around her because she's not at that level to do it. You have to be at a higher level in order to focus on the spiritual and things like that. They have to get past their own demons.
Now,
so
about the whole year thing, will it be like a year or will it be more than that? What's her?
Well, it's as long as you want it. I mean, do you see yourself? I mean, it's what you see. You know what I mean? You're the co-creator. So if you see a year from now, it will be a year from now. If you see 6 months from now, then
what I'm feeling about that is like when her relationships end with the guy that she's dating now, I see like sometime next year or a little bit after that she comes to me and tells me how she really feels.
I think a lot of it is not just trust, but I think a lot of it is being in the knowing that, you know, that you're going to be with this person, that within 6 months things are going to get better. You know, a lot of it is the knowing. It's drawing that energy into your chakras, you know, and
into my aura,
not allowing the blockages, you know what I mean? All the
doubts
and everything.
No, I hear you.
We all live in denial. I mean, we all live in some form of doubt, knowing
it's just
the
waiting part.
It's
just the waiting part.
It's the patience.
Patience.
Because God is patient, you know. God is in the now, and so when we look into the future, we're not in the now. So we're not being patient. We're looking too far ahead of ourselves. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
And that's the hardest part for humans, is we're not patient creatures. So a lot of it is just, you know, going with the flow of God's energy and allowing that flow to come to us so that we can have whatever we desire in our life. That's what he wants. That's what God wants for everyone. He wants what they desire, whatever God be to you, because God is everything.
Oh, no, I know.
So,
I just started, I've been having, ever since my mother passed away like years ago, but it was weird because I knew something was wrong, and I told my friends, take me home right now. And my mother passed away that morning, and ever since then, that's when I started getting these visions, gut feelings, and and I started meditating in November to, like, my archangels, and it helped me to get rid of people out of my life that I knew for a long time that I shouldn't be around them anymore.
Well, see, the whole thing is, it's just a matter of accepting who God is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who your source is. You need a source to connect with.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's why God created all these worlds and galaxies and everything with, you know, all these gods that people believe in. And it all comes down to one source. So whatever God that you connect with, I say go for it, because you're connecting with a higher source.
Oh, yes.
From your own consciousness. So it all boils down to the same thing. And a lot of people say, no, there's only one God. Well, how is that possible? You know what I mean? There's multiple worlds and galaxies out there. There has to be more than one God.
I always thought that God, you know how everyone says that Jesus, his wife was Mary Magdalene? And the question that I was asked, does God have a wife? And when I was thinking about it, I think that he does, you know.
He has multiple wives. Because God is everything. And if people just realize that, then people can connect with any source that they want to connect with.
Oh, yes.
Even your own intuition, you're connecting with God.
Can I tell you something about a vision I had?
Okay.
When I started meditating, the one night I was ready to go to sleep. I was almost asleep, and it felt like somebody picked me off, and I was flying in the air with them. And this is and I saw the president, Obama, winning the election, and then I was shown this big palace and his big angelic figure. And when I saw him, he reminded me of Jesus. And he said that everything is going to be fine. And then I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. He's just telling you that everything's going to be cool. So basically what he's saying, that, you know, that was the answer to your prayer or the answer to your vision. He was just saying that everything is cool with this girl, you know, that you don't have to worry about anything. You know what I mean? He's trying to clear your subconscious.
Oh, yes.
So that's what he's trying to do. He's taking out the trash for you.
He did. He took out a couple of trashes.
He did. And you're trying to process things in your subconscious. That's what you're trying to do, trying to sort things out. And that's why you meditate a lot, you know?
Yeah, now I do it like every day.
Because you have to. You have to take out the trash. And when you do, then you'll realize you'll see the big picture of what's going on. You know, and it's kind of weird like that, because some people are just setting their ways. Like I said, they're at different stages. Some people are kind of stubborn. So you just have to go wherever it takes you. And if they choose not to, and you choose to move on, then there's always something different out there.
Oh,
that,
yes,
you can help, that is willing to accept it. So it's always about choice, you know?
Oh, no, I know.
I mean, I know that you care for this person and you want the best for this person, but she has to want the best for her.
Oh, no, I know.
So she has to choose for her highest good what she wants. And,
well, yeah, that's, you know, no. she has to choose for herself, like, who she wants to be with and who she could completely love.
And whether it be for the good or the bad, doesn't matter. That was her life lesson. That's what she chose.
Okay.
So, and what you chose is what you chose, and that's why you're at that stage where you already know what you want, and you're going to go after it, and if you jump in a relationship and you're ready for it, then do it.
No,
don't
I will.
Anybody else tell you what to do. That's what I tell people. You know, it's like, if I'm ready, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump in the water.
I like jumping in the water. I like doing what I feel that I should be doing, not what other people are more trying to tell me.
Well, yeah, because you want to experience. You only live one life, you know, you only live once. So you want to experience what it's like to jump in the water. And some people are afraid to jump in the water, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I knew what I was getting myself into when I got myself in a financial rut, but I did it because I wanted to feel what it felt like jumping in the water.
Oh, yeah, I was married before, but for a couple years, but that was, she was just the wrong girl for to be married to. But that was a life lesson for me.
Exactly. And people can't understand why people do stupid things, and it's like, they did it because they only live once, and they wanted to experience what it feels like. And if they didn't want to do it, then that's up to them. You know, everyone's story is different. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I know what you mean.
There is no right and wrong decision. That's why we're here to co-create. This world is nothing but a big ball of energy of co-creation, and that's why we're here. We're here to co-create our desires, our wants, our needs, our feels, our, you know, things that we haven't experienced in our last life that we want to experience now. Experience life, basically. So that's the way I look at life, you know, and you only live once, and you might pass up an opportunity that you wish you never did.
Well,
so
I'll go back to her. Well, she has that boyfriend now, and I'm not going to, like, we're not together, so I'm not going to miss an opportunity if I was to meet somebody else, because if it was meant to be with her, you know, it would happen. If it isn't, then I just, you know, then there's somebody else.
Right. Because that's the choice she made.
Yes.
And if you choose to do a love spell on her, which a lot of people do.
No, I don't like that.
Then you got to live with those choices.
A love spell?
And some people do that.
Yeah, some people do that, but then they backfire.
Then they backfire. See, that's a choice. That's a choice, you know. And everybody makes choices, whether it be wrong or whether it be good. It doesn't matter, because that's why we're here. You know, that's why we're here. We're here to learn and experience. I mean, everyone's views on that is differently, but that's how I view it, because I've read a lot of things about sacred contracts. I've read a lot of things about metaphysical stuff, universal laws, a lot about all kinds of different belief systems. But everyone has their own, and I believe that's why we're here. We're here just to co-create our desires.
No,
there is no
limit.
There is no limit to the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
There's no limit. The only limit that we place is on ourselves. I mean, yeah, there is laws that protect different limitations and stuff like that. But you know what? Laws were meant to be broken. I don't care who breaks the law. Laws were meant to be broken. That's why they're being broken right now. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
They were meant to be broken. That's why Moses dropped the Ten Commandments, and that's why he threw it down and it broke, because he wanted to let people know that laws were meant to be broken and they will be broken. That's why there's forgiveness, you know. And they're being broken every day, you know what I mean?
I'm listening.
You got to put in consideration. I mean, look what's going on with the economy. Look what's going on with the president. I mean, half everything everything that's going on is all crooked.
Everything is crooked, but see, the thing is that there's probably better things that he could do, but I was just getting a bad feeling. I'd rather him get reelected than the other guy that was running.
Well, that's the thing. See, there's a choice. And if people would have chose Romney, then everyone would have to deal with the way the church runs things.
No, that's what I heard.
And nobody wants those restrictions. Nobody wants those laws. So you either live with man's laws, or you live with God's laws, or you live with religion laws. So there's always laws, you know what I mean? But those laws are always meant to be broken, no matter what. They're going to still be broken. That's why there's more and more shootings, you know? So the only reason why we have all of this stuff is because everyone is co-creating what they want. And that's why this world was created, so that we can all co-create.
Well, yeah, well, even yeah, like you were saying,
you know?
Well, see, a lot of people also were also afraid of a church running the government, and also they were afraid that if he was elected, what would happen to the middle class?
Well, again, like I say, it always boils down to choice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes.
And it doesn't matter what direction it goes. It's either going to go in a good direction or a bad one, and that's what this year is all about. It'll either be good or it'll be bad for a lot of people. So it's just all about experience. It's whatever God wants us to experience in our lives that we haven't experienced yet. Part of our contract.
No, believe me, I know.
So, but it's not going to get any better, I'll tell you that much. Because you can't interfere in someone else's free will. You know what I mean?
I think one day it will be better, but not right now.
No, because like I said, everyone's contracts are different, so some people will be going down the dark side. Some people going down the neutral side. Some people go down the light side. Some people are universal. Some people, you know what I mean? And then some people just follow religion straight, like Romney, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So everyone's contract's different. It all... boils down to our choices, you know what I mean? That it's going to determine our future. And I don't care what anybody says, nobody's better than anybody, because everyone's going to eventually ascend, eventually. Like Dolores Cannon said, everyone will catch up.
Yeah, I heard,
So,
I have a friend that told me to listen to Dolores on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. She's powerful. I mean, she knows about this.